Swadhyaya, the practice of self-study. This practice can have multiple layers, but for the context of this conversation, we're talking about it in relation to a pilgrimage and the practical aspects of Swadhyaya, self-study, that take place on a pilgrimage. Now, people might choose to go on a pilgrimage for many different reasons, but in this context, let's assume you're going on pilgrimage for your own self-discovery, your own inner fulfillment. From there, it's really important to set your perspective in order to maximize the practice of Swadhyaya. And that perspective is that no matter what happens along your journey, no matter what appears to be an obstacle internally or externally, everything is perfect and is there for your upliftment, for you to have the highest possible experience along your journey. When you have this perspective, it supports an attitude of relentless optimism. And in that light, anytime you have a negative reaction towards something, that reaction is highlighted and it helps you to see the tendencies and the reactions that aren't supporting you towards your upliftment along your journey. The Yoga Sutras state that bright beings visit those committed to Swadhyaya and take part in their work. When you're on a pilgrimage, your journey leads you to the home of these bright beings, these sacred spaces, and you invite them into your home, into your heart. The space and grace that accompany you on a pilgrimage give you the opportunity to see the unwanted tendencies, the tendencies that don't serve you towards leading a life of fulfillment and freedom and self-discovery. They give you that space and help you unfold that clarity along the way so that you can replace them with the ones that do. And that's also why scripture study is such an important part on a pilgrimage. Taking a scripture along with you, like the Bhagavad Gita or the Yoga Sutras or one of the Upanishads, they give you the reference guide. They share with you the tools for how we can uplift ourselves in our minds and our hearts, and how we can apply our best effort in our Swadhyaya and our practice as we reflect. Leaving a pilgrimage with renewed clarity and joy from methodical self-study, taking that grace back with us into our lives, will only serve us to live more skillfully, more fulfilling, bring that onto our mats and into our classrooms and into our lives, and continue moving forward on our journey of self-discovery.